Welcome to a brand spanking still full of shiny ass rainbows, sparkles, hot pants, Dolly Parton feelings, sunshine, butterflies, anything else you're feeling edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at y'all from Hollywood, California, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from the most famous intersection anywhere, Hollywood and Vine, y'all. You're listening to me on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Put a / listen behind that, and you get to hear all the fabulous programming as it's happening right here on the network. And I highly encourage you to listen because it's like good stuff. Like, everybody's like funny and has a point of view and an opinion, and I highly recommend it. So don't just listen to the Hollywood Hick, although listen to the Hollywood Hick, which comes on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com, every day on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the p.m. New ones dropping in the Tuesday and Friday p.m. slots. Now, that'd be 10 on the East Coast. Then just do the math, wherever else you're at. And midnight West Coast, too, is the previous episode play. So there's like two times to catch the Hollywood Hick throughout the week. So you can hear two different episodes. One of them's at midnight, or you can just download the shit from podcasts off of the iTunes, the Crab Diving website, Stitcher, and leave me 5 stars and tell everybody how fucking fabulous I am. Okay. That's all I got to say about that. So I think that's all the particulars and nonsense and shenanigans, whatever. Oh, Twitter's. Follow me at the H Wood Hick. Also, follow on the Facebooks. You can follow me with the facebook.com/ the Hollywood Hick. So, so do it, bitches. Just do it. Whatever. Okay, what the hell's going on out in the world? I'll tell you what's going on. Somebody is a little bit butt mother trucking hurt. Somebody is butt hurt because he done went, as much as he loves telling a bitch they are fired, he just went and got his dumb ass fired. Donald Trump, with his big old pumpkin head with a freaking fox with mange done parked on top of his head, his big old pumpkin head. I don't understand why people think that orange color. They think it's natural for some reason, but it's just ridiculous. And then they insist on standing in front of like royal blue backdrops or something. They just look like the biggest pumpkin heads. And he's just a loudmouth pumpkin head. It's awful. And it's like, whatever. But he gets fired by NBC because they're like, you know what? That shit you said, because you know what he was saying? How like Mexicans were rapists and murderers and all they did was just bad people come here and all this. Now he's trying to backtrack and say he was saying it about everybody. He wasn't just saying it about Mexicans, but he's pretty much singled them out. So everybody's like, fuck you, you racist some bitch. And so he got fired, like freaking Univision fired. I think I said that last episode, right? Univision just freaking broke the fuck up with him, right? Just broke right the fuck up with him. And so then people were pressing NBC like, yo, dude, do you want this dude representing your network? Because he is not making y'all look good right now because people aren't digging it. And so apparently then NBC was like, you know what? We're dumping you and the Miss USA and the Miss Universe. So ain't nobody going. So whoever's in Miss USA this year is fucking pissed at some Donald loudmouth Trump because he done got her freaking moment to shine taken off. Like, whoever is gonna win Miss USA gonna end up being on some like Podunk channel. It's gonna be on like the TV Guide channel with a freaking, it's gonna have like the TV schedule running underneath it while it's like going. That's what, how low rent the Miss USA pageant's gonna be, because nobody else is gonna want to run it because of his loudmouth ass, right? So he like so freaking whatever. But apparently because The Apprentice, they're off the hook. That's the thing. NBC smart. They're off the hook because he done said he's running for president, so he can't be on The Apprentice because otherwise they're giving him favoritism and all this airtime. They'd have to give all the other contestants, or are they contestants or whatever they are, candidates, not contestants. This is not Miss fucking USA I'm thinking about. It's fucking president. Although there's a lady running, so that's like something that's relatively new. So maybe it could be a contestant. I think maybe I like it better as a contestant. You are a contestant to be president of the United States of America. As freaking, but Donald Trump's gotta go. I love how people just finally put their foot down. So whatever. He got fired. They're like, we are broke the fuck up with you, Donald Trump, because we can't have you saying that and be like representing this channel on account of We already don't need the fucking bad press. Okay, dude, just stop. And apparently also Celebrity Apprentice is owned by that Mark Burnett fella. Anyway, Trump just hosted it, so anybody can host it. And from what I just read on the TMZ, apparently NBC is thinking of getting a Mexican to do the hosting from now on, which would be fucking hysterical. You know, Donald Trump's head would spin around like his name was Linda Blair in the fucking Exorcist movie. He'd be spitting up pea soup everywhere, just freaking losing his ever-loving mind. You know, he's going to spout shit out because he's already losing his mind. He's already losing his mind because he's saying he's going to sue. Like, he's threatened to sue the Univisions. And everybody's like, fuck you. They're just giving him the middle finger. I love it. But this is what he said. And he's so belligerent about it. He's like old man belligerent. How old is he? I mean, he's probably like way older than he wants people to believe because he's just like that angry old man freaking attitude where it's just like, I don't care. I'm just crotchety old man, grumpy old man. He would have got along in that Grumpy Old Man movie, which is hysterical. Grumpy Old Man 1 and 2 are hysterical. Both of them. I highly recommend them. Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau and Anne Margaret and a bunch of other character actor people that you will recognize. But whatever. Walter Matthau is freaking brilliant and so is Jack Lemmon. But whatever. I digress. But those movies are freaking great. They're hysterical. Oh, and Burgess Meredith as the one's dad, like the old, really old one. He is fucking straight up nuts hysterical. Okay, whatever. What I'm talking about is freaking old ass, freaking mangy ass, fox head, blowhard, pumpkin head, fool, Donald Trump is, I can't stand this guy, but this is what he said. He says, this is off of the TMZ website. He said, if NBC is so weak and so foolish to not understand the serious and illegal immigration problem in the United States, coupled with the horrendous and unfair trade deals we are making with Mexico, then their contract violating closure of Miss Universe, Miss USA will be determined in court. Like, that's what he said. He's like, we are going to court. I am suing everybody. And then he kept on going. He's like, NBC will stand behind lying Brian Williams. He got seriously straight up bitch slapped and demoted, foolish. Now he's on MSNBC. He's grateful to be back at all. At least he's being somewhat freaking humble about the whole thing a little bit. You aren't even humble. You're just a freaking loudmouth, blowhard, foolish McFoolerson. It don't make no damn sense. But they won't stand behind people that tell it like it is, as unpleasant as that may be. See, that's the thing. Here he goes. This is one of my biggest bones of contention with people right now, and it's happening everywhere. I see it out here in freaking Hollywood, Los Angeles, Burbank, and all the other different places that go out here all the time, no matter where I go. It's like, I don't understand why, and I think this used to happen, but good Lord, it is happening more and more and more. Every time I turn around, it's just, I notice it more. Either I have become less tolerant to it, or it is just like just going crazy out of control. And I'm pretty sure that it's just people are just getting that much more freaking self-entitled and nuts and crazy. But when I point out to you, say you are Donald Trump, this is the Hollywood hick talking to Donald Trump right now, right? And you say these kind of things where you said that the Mexicans were rapists and murderers and like horrible people, and like trying to pretend like that white people don't have the same freaking kind of people mixed in with our lot too, like it's just like it's some like blight that only happens to everybody but us. It don't make no damn sense, but whatever. So if you're like saying that shit to me, right, then why, how come if I look at you after you say that and go like, yo dude, you're an asshole, did you hear what just came out of your mouth? Like, do I need to like replay that for you so you can rehear that and maybe say like, oops, that came out all wrong? Are you gonna stand by those awful statements that you made, right? Or is that what you're gonna do? And he just stands right by him, so he's a freaking asshole, and then tells me I'm an asshole for telling him he's being an asshole. Like, it's like, I don't understand. It's like this ripple effect is never gonna end, because I can't not tell somebody they're an asshole, but at the same time they can't quit being asshole, so it's gonna just forever be this just tit for tat back and forth that never ends. Like Donald Trump is, until he has like finally gets so angry he just pops a vein and keels over dead somewhere, we're just gonna have to listen to him rant and rave because he's like running for president. Now I cannot wait. I hardly ever watch this shit because I just get, usually I find it boring, and I usually get angry at somebody and I want to throw things at the TV, and I can't afford a new one, so why am I going to fucking put myself through that, right? So what I'm talking about is these debates that come up when this president shit gets down closer to the like real deal, and there's all these crazy ass people, especially the Republicans, because there's already like 10 of them, and most of them are just in there so they can say that they ran for president and charge more money on the talking circuit. On the flip side, you can't tell me they really want to be president. Like, with all the shenanigans and nonsense going on, dude, you think somebody like fucking Ted Cruz really ought to be president? I am just saying is all, y'all. Like, fucking, who else? Fucking Donald Trump, another example. Bobby Jindal, good Lord have mercy on us all if Bobby Jindal was ever to be president. Could you imagine? He sounds like, because everybody said it when he did that thing after the president talked one time, after he won, where he like gave his rebuttal, and he sounded just like Kenneth off of the 30 Rock, fucking Jack McBrayer. He did. When I listened to it, I was like, all I could think is, if I had half a mind, I would have got the clip for that. But I just thought of it right now. I don't have the time or patience to get a clip. It's like, I get this shit done. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm not going to go dig that clip up. But I highly recommend you looking it up. I do. But whatever. Donald Trump is a straight up foolish McFoolerson foolish child that just needs to shut the fuck up. But here it says, see what I told you on the TMZs right here. It says, it says, next time you watch Celebrity Apprentice, the probability is the person do the firing will be a minority. TMZ has learned a minority host is being seriously considered in the wake of NBC's decision. See, I shouldn't have cocktails when I do this. In the wake of NBC's decision to remove all things Trump from the network, one thing is certain, Trump will not be returning to the show. The minority host idea, we're told, is an opportunity to make a powerful statement discrediting Trump's campaign platform on immigration. Toward that end, the most powerful statement would be making a Mexican or Mexican-American the host. That's the most logical scenario, but we all know that that is likely scenario now is a minority at the head of the boardroom. So how you like them apples, Mr. Trump face? Good Lord, that's good. Oh, breaking news. Stan Lee is not feeling good, y'all. Uh-oh. I hope he's still, like, he's 90 fucking, no, that's 911. Oh, I was close. I looked at this, I was like, 91. I knew he was up there, but he's 92. He's even more up there than I thought. I just saw the 91, and then like very quickly, I figured out what I did. So whoever, you're trying to, like, judge me, you remember what Dolly Parton says, and let me do the judging. I'm better at it, or at least I like to think I am. Just don't tell Dolly, okay? Don't tell Dolly that I'm over here judging. But I am judging on fucking Donald Trump right now because he's a fucking foolish McFoolerson. And you know who I'm going to throw some judging on right now too? Some more judging? Because now she is a liar, lying through her teeth. Just awful hate, like sit there trying to like hypocritical, lying, egotistical, bitch ass bitch. That freaking Bristol Palin, Sarah's little spawn child, going around telling everybody to keep their legs together, preaching abstinence. She doesn't even know what the word abstinence means. She also doesn't know what the freaking word planned means, because now after she come out, like I said on the last episode of the Hollywood Hick, right, where she was telling everybody that sorry that they're disappointed, but sometimes shit happens, blah, blah, blah. She's like, don't judge me, basically trying to get all like sassy about shit. And then people did exactly what they were going to do, because you go around telling everybody you make $250,000, $300,000 from company trying to go around telling everybody they're supposed to keep their legs together, and you're out there passing your freaking cooch all over freaking Louise or Alaska or wherever you were or whatever you're doing. Then because now that's wondering why, if that's why they didn't get married. Like, maybe she was passing around her booze to somebody else and then she got knocked up, and that boy's like, I ain't having somebody else's baby, bitch. So this is over. I'll let you we just won't do this, and I won't make that big of a deal out of it, but I ain't marrying your ass. And that's why she didn't show up, because she was shamed, because that's what happened. She's like hiding. She's like putting her head in the sand like an ostrich. So this is what she says, right? So like, she doesn't understand the word abstinence, and she obviously doesn't understand the word planned, because she's trying to tell people that the pregnancy was planned. That's what I was getting at. She's trying to say it was planned. She goes, so here are the things you should all get straight before you continue to mock me, judge me, and talk about me. Look, you could have just kept it to yourself, or you couldn't have been some self-righteous hoe who was out there trying to like not practice what you preach. And then now when the shoe's on the other foot, you want to get all like high and mighty about it. How like you can't judge me when I am sorry. But the only person I can think of right now that wouldn't judge you is Dolly Parton. And that's only because she is the greatest human being ever to walk this planet. But I think anybody else who has half a brain in their head is kind of doing a side eye glance to the point that their eyeballs are probably straining and about to sprain themselves. because they're going to roll right out of their head when this nonsense spills out. Where she's like, none of us are perfect. She went on, right? She goes, I made a mistake. That's what she said. Yes, but it's not the mistake all these giddy assholes have loved to assume. You just said, I made a mistake. Then she's like, trying whatever. She's like, I know everybody's going to be disappointed. So what else are we left to assume? But like, you knew what you were doing. You were just trying to get attention and show got it. And then now you don't like it because she put up a picture where she's making like a circle, like a okay, really, where she's looking through the circle in her fingers going, this is how much I care about people's negativity. But really, she cares a fucking shit ton because she's about to lose her ever loving mind because she ain't got no, hopefully this like knocks all of her credibility away from her. But you know what, won't? Because she'll say like the good Lord is going to turn this into something good when really it's probably the good Lord trying to say like, bitch, knock it off. I say this all the time. He's probably going like, girl, no, I'm giving you one more baby so you'll shut up. So everybody see you out there preaching, keep your legs together. You can't even do it. Now sit down, shut up, raise these children and just stay away, right? If you don't want people judging, then shut the hell up and stay away. But here, I gave you another baby just because you need to have to like, suffer a little bit or something. I don't know. I just like, I don't want children. So I figured like there's parts of it where you're just like, fuck, can I not just like drop them off somewhere for a good couple of few days? Like, especially if you don't have like grandparents or something close by to like do that every once in a while. I love children, but I love giving them back even much better. Other people's, whatever. She says, she makes a mistake. She goes, this pregnancy was actually planned, right? What? No, it wasn't. It was not planned. You cannot convince me on any planet that shit was planned. Bristol lying through your teeth, Balin. What do you expect people to believe after you came out saying it was a disappointment, you were a disappointment, all these things, don't judge me, whatever her quote was, blah, 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 blah. But she does all of this stuff. Then she keeps going, like, whatever. She goes, everyone knows I wanted more kids to have a bigger family. Believing I was headed that way, I got ahead of myself. Things didn't go as planned. Did you hear that, people out there in the Hollywood hick land? Things didn't go as planned. When you said this was planned, but now you're telling me it wasn't planned, but life keeps going and life moves on. Yeah, it does keep going and it's moving on. And it's going to be moving right out from betwixt your legs because you done went and got another bastard child up inside of you and you want to go around trying to judge people and tell them they can't shame finger you for a hot minute when you've been doing nothing but shame finger people and tell them how you like have changed your ways and now you're like this like global ambassador for like some sort of like halo over your head, abstinence bullshit, and you out there like tossing your pussy all over the place. I don't get it. Whatever. But then, okay, didn't even end there because people were like, still like whatever, still giving her shit, right? And she was like getting all pissed off, telling like how like everybody like shouldn't be like treating her this way. And whatever. Oh, here's whatever she said. She goes, I know you remember me most from when mom ran for vice president. However, I'm not 17 anymore. I'm 24. I've been employed at the same doctor's office for over 6 years now. I have a home. I have a well-rounded, beautiful son. I'll give her that. She has a cool, I guess it's a good kid. Whatever. I had to give the kid, whatever. I'm not faulting the kid. And then she goes, I'm on this blog and at a few pro-life events, blah, blah, blah. When I realized I was pregnant, I knew I would be completely crucified, but I never even thought of aborting this child. Like, nobody told her to abort the child. They're just saying, you're a fucking hypocrite. But then she tries to point fingers at people for telling her that she's aborted. But maybe some people probably did on the Twitters. I'll say that. But she goes, I'm pregnant. It's not an ideal situation, but life is important, even though blah, blah, blah. Basically, what the point is, I get tired of listening to this freaking, where she's like, I'm pro-life. Now she tries to turn it into, she's going to be campaigning for pro-life now. So she went from abstinence to well, that didn't work out because I got myself knocked up illegitimate style, and so now I'm gonna go on to pro-lifery, saying like, where, well, even if you are some freaking self-entitled see you next Tuesday who went around and tossed a pussy around town and now she ended up knocked up again in front of the national spotlight and doesn't exactly like it, well, now you can, instead of preaching abstinence, you'll just preach for pro-life because I'm gonna keep the baby. Because if she didn't, ooh, people would go cray. Like, she would have to at minimum put that kid up for adoption, and still even then people would probably go freaking haywire with that. But whatever, I just like calling out a hypocrite. That's my whole point. Don't be a freaking hypocrite, and don't be one of those who can dish it out but can't take it. Don't get all butt hurt on the flip side when it comes back on you. Sometimes it's hard not to. I've been in the same position, but because I am not Bristol Palin right now, I feel like I can talk some shit about her and not have to worry about it. Although I shouldn't be judging, but I'm judging. What else am I supposed to do? I'm freaking running a freaking Hollywood hick podcast, y'all. What do you think is going to be about important politics and whatnot? Occasionally, though, I do go off on a rant on the politics, don't I? But whatever, that's the whole thing. And her mama got fired. Y'all see, she got fired from the Fox. Everybody's getting a fired or something, or this and that's going on. It's nuts. Like, who else got fired? Somebody else got, oh, what we were just talking about got fired. Freaking Donald Trump got fired. Sarah Palin got fired off of Fox. They're like, we are not renewing your contract, which is basically broke the fuck up, fired. Right? It's kind of good out there. You know what else is going down, though? Okay, so I haven't updated on this for a while, right? So I haven't gotten in on this one. So where are we with this Bill Cosby nonsense? You know, gross-ass McGrosserson himself, freaking Grostable, freaking Cliff Grostable, Bill Cosby, they're out there. So, you know, like, he's getting sued by these ladies. And one of them, like, Janice Dickinson, like, there's three ladies suing him. And I'll find that story in a hot second. But this Janice Dickinson one is in front of me, so we're going to talk about that first, right? But so Janice Dickinson is suing him basically for saying that she's a liar. And what is it? They're basically asking to strike down Angie. Why do I always want to call her Angie Dickinson? She is not. Janice Dickinson's complaint on numerous fronts, including this is why, because Janice Dickinson has actively cultivated a reputation for outrageous behavior that includes substance abuse, mental lapses, and lying. And that's because she filed in her lawsuit in May claiming that she suffered defamation and emotional distress as the result of Cosby's representatives denying her claims that the comedian had sexually assaulted her. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. So now the defendant, she's like saying that he knows that he drugged and raped her, and that he knew that calling her rape disclosure a lie was a false statement. So now she's saying that you are like, you lied, and so now you've like defamed me. That's what those other ladies are doing too. But now they're trying to say that she's just a freaking drug addict crazy lady who lies a lot, because that's what substance abuse, mental lapses, and lying means in lawyer speak, right? Be like, this bitch is a fucking crack hoe. She nuts, 100% certifiable freaking nuts, and a pathological liar. She's like freaking crazy liar. But Cosby Papers list, the legal team contends that Dickinson's suit arises from an act of furtherance to the right of free speech, and that they're denying Dickinson's claims were made in a public forum and concerning an issue of public interest, and thus fall within the scope of the anti-slap rules, whatever that is. I don't know what the fuck a slap rule is, but actually, if that is the truth, then it is kind of like in the public forum, because she did call him out in the public. So if he called her out back in the public, what? But if he's lying, where does that fall in the legal? I don't know. I ain't no damn lawyer. I just think it's funny. It's funny. But they are just trying to like make her out to be horrible. Like, here, Cosby team also alleges that Dickinson has a reputation as a liar and a substance abuser. Miss Dickinson claims that Mr. Martin Singer branded her a liar when, in fact, lying is part of her brand. Ooh, they're like freaking getting nuts. In her quest to remain in the public eye, Miss Dickinson has actively cultivated a reputation for outrageous behavior that includes substance abuse, mental lapses, and lying. Ooh, so now, this is the thing. If she wanted to put this shit in her book way back when she wrote it years ago, and the publisher people were like, no, you can't put that in there because that was just too scandalous, and they wouldn't let her put it in there. So she was going to put it in a book way before any of this went down. And that is the only reason I give her credence. And because of that, I think she's completely telling the truth. I don't think she has any reason to make it up, because she is crazy, and she did used to do the drugs, and she might have had mental lapses, but it still don't mean that Rosby, freaking gross ass Cosby didn't slip her a Mickey and then like have sexy times with her in some ugly robe and probably suck on her toes and do things while she was passed out, which is gross. I don't understand. But they're doing the same thing, because like, see those other ones, there's another one where there's like three of the ladies that are less famous than Janice Dickinson are suing, and they want them to unseal, their lawyers want them to unseal the court documents from the last time Cosby got sued, where he settled with that woman, where there were like 12 Jane Does who were going to back her up. And now he doesn't want it to come out because it's embarrassing. Well, of course it's embarrassing. You were drugging and raping women. What do you think it's going to be? You think it's going to be rainbow sparkles and glitter? No. That is what happens when homos get marriage, fool, not when you get off for raping. I don't get it. But so now he's like all pissed off, saying it's going to be terribly embarrassing for his client and all this shit. Where is it? I'm trying to find it on this thing. That his client's deposition could reveal details of Cosby's marriage, sex life, and prescription drug use. It would be terribly embarrassing for this material to come out, his like lawyer argued. He said the public should not have access to what Cosby was forced to say as he answered questions under oath from an accuser's lawyer nearly a decade ago. Frankly, it would embarrass, gotta flip the page, him, and it would also prejudice him in the eyes of the jury pool in Massachusetts. Now, then we would get to the bottom of this shit and we would know if it's true or not, and then we can see what was going on, and then people can go on and get their lives back together. But if there's shit in there that could shed light, that's what I hate, that like sealed stuff. But at the same time, I guess some shit should be sealed. I don't know. I'm probably the wrong one to ask on that, because I would be very self-serving in which ones I said should get sealed and which ones I said should not. I would be like, most anything that does not involve me personally should be just available for the whole world to see. But if it's got my name on there, show a little bit of discretion, dude, would you? That's kind of how I want it to work. But I know that's a freaking world that I ain't ever going to live in. But I can dream, can't I? Hell, mother trucking, yes. But apparently, it's like blah, blah, blah. This goes on and tells everything, everything about 12 women have come around since. That blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. The lawyers argued over whether Cosby was a public figure entitled to a lesser degree of privacy. See, that's a good question. Like, a lot of it's like, I don't know. Even though he is gross-ass Cosby, you can't, like, do some crazy-ass precedent setting here. That's why it's all fucked up. That's why it's all fucked up. He knows this, too. That's why he's so gross and creepy. And also, this thing I'm looking at is off of the rap website. If I haven't said that, I've been reading shit off the rap website. And, but it's just so creepy. He's just got this look on his face like he's like, ugh, like he just wants a pudding pop. And by pudding pop, I mean like a passed out woman that just got roofied so he can suck on her pudding pop feet or something. I don't know. He's gross. So that's what it is. That's where it is now. So Bill Cosby's attorney is trying to defame every lady who is still trying to make his ass accountable for all the untoward shit he did that he thinks he should be responsible for because he did it forever ago, or because he's told himself in his head somehow that he has not done anything wrong because he's the great and powerful fucking Bill Cosby. I don't mother trucking. No, I have no mother trucking way of error knowing any of that bullshit. Oh, this stuff. I meant to talk about this sooner. I forgot because it cracks me up. Because I don't know if y'all paid it. Well, I put it on here a while back when it came out. That new Britney Spears and Iggy Azalea song that's just awful. That Pretty Girl song. I'm not even going to play a clip of it. It's so awful. I hate it. But it is a bad song. But that Iggy Azalea chick done comes out on the like some interview or something trying to blame it all on Britney Spears, how she didn't push it or whatever enough. She didn't try to publicize it enough. And that's why it kind of flopped on radio and everything. Aside from the fact that it's a pretty shitty song. And the video is cheesy. The two of them are nuts. Like, I don't know. I love me some Britney. She's one of my guiltiest of pleasures. Good Lord. Sometimes I'm like, girl. But wherever, where's the freaking tweets? So like the Iggy Azalea like tweeted something about how it was like Britney's fault for not like freaking promoting it good enough. And Britney's fans went nuts, right? Oh, here it is. It's difficult to send a song up the charts without addition, promo, and TV performance, etc. Unfortunately, I'm just featured. So then Britney Spears, people got all her fans got nuts. Nuts. And then this is the one that got in everybody's crawl. She goes, my comment is factual. It applies to any song. I don't have to suck the woman's asshole 24/7 to be her friend, do I? Bye, girls. And that's when everybody got all pissy because she's trying to say how it was all Britney's fault. When I looked at that and I watched the video just because I had to see it because I love me some Britney, but even though it wasn't the best Britney, like whatever, I'm still going to like give her another chance. But her name is the only one that's on it twice at the end where it's like Britney Spears, Iggy Azalea, and then directed by somebody and Iggy Azalea. So don't try to take no accountability for this. The video is cheesy, stupid. Britney can't dance no more. I don't know what happened to her. I think when she hurt her knee that one time, fucked it up royal. She's too scared to dance. She can't do it anymore. She's like, I ain't going through that again. And so now she's like, she just won't do it. She won't dance like she used to when she would fucking like slave for you shit. When that video came out, she was all sweaty and hot and fucking delicious. Yeah, that ain't ever happening again. Don't ever think that is. But this is where I love my Britney, because Britney, and I like to think she wrote this, even though somebody probably wrote it for her or at least helped her with it. But I love it. She tweeted back finally. She goes, can't wait. Oh, because this is why. Okay. But also, remember, Iggy Azalea had to cancel her concerts because nobody was buying any tickets. What I heard was like 20% of the tickets were selling, and that was it, which is fucking like not enough for these venues. They're like, you got to get more people up in there than that. That ain't worth our time, fool. She got kicked out of the Homo Pride over in like Philadelphia or something because she had tweeted stuff out about like dyke bitches and other like homophobic bullshit. And so she's not really having a good run of shit. So she had to cancel all of her stuff. And then Brittany tweets out, she goes, can't wait to get back to Vegas. So thankful I have shows for the rest of the year to look forward to. Hashtag, you want a piece of me? See, Brittany's just like, fuck you, bitch. Whatever. One bad song. I got a freaking plethora of delicious pop hits to choose from. I made one bad song. I'll make other good ones. You watch me. Nobody cares about you, but people are still coming to see me in Vegas. They just upped my contract and like extended it or some shit. Like, she's going to be in Vegas forever. Brittany's going to be like, die there, I think. She's just like, whatever. She doesn't want to have to go anywhere else. She's got kids and other shit. She doesn't really want to work that hard. You can tell. It's like, when she dances, she's not dancing that hard. She, like, honestly, I think she fucked a knee up that one time, because she did. And like, when she was touring one time and did it royal. And ever since then, well, also all the pills she used to take, but I don't think she's taking as many pills. She seems somewhat more lucid than she used to, because she went through that period where people had her hopped up on Lord knows what, because she was like just hazed over, like dead behind the eyes, like one of them Kristen Stewart or a fucking Kardashian child, just dead behind the eyes. But whatever. But I love my Britney, so I love that she like got a freaking witty jab back in there, like, fuck you, bitch, don't be trying to front the princess of pop, mother trucker. You cannot do that. So guess what, cause you tried to front the princess of pop, my beloved Britney Spears, so I don't even care if you get me arrested at your concert, that I will still love you forever. Fucking leave Britney alone. Remember that guy? That's who I'm going to turn into, the leave Britney alone guy again, because we are broke the fuck up, Iggy Azalea. I don't like you anyway. You try to sound like Lisa Left Eye Lopez. May she rest in peace. And we already had Lisa Left Eye Lopez. You can't redo that. Okay? Okay. Now, hush. Go away. So that's that story. So what else is going on out there? Oh, this cracks my ass up. I gotta find the story for it or whatever. But NeNe off of the Housewives. I said I won't really talk about Housewives, but occasionally I will, because it makes me kind of giggle and laugh. Oh, I think this fucking thing done took a shit on me. My iPad, I swear to God, y'all, me and Apple are about to break the fuck up hardcore, because my Apple products are just like all dying left and right. I'm like, what, do they have like a 3-year shelf life? Is that all it is I get out of this damn iPad? All I really do is look at freaking news articles and things. I don't even do that fucking much. You got trying to make it do all of this shit that I don't need it to do now. It's just a freaking crazy ass thing that just locks up all the time when I'm trying to do my Hollywood hick program here for the people on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com/listen, if you want to hear this shit while it's happening. On the sevens, y'all, I said it up earlier too, but I'm gonna say it again. On the sevens every day, new ones on the Tuesday and Friday, 7 o'clock in the evening slots. That's West Coast, that'd be tens, East Coast, do the math everywhere else. But that's it. Okay, this fucking thing at work, I'm going off the top of my head, y'all. This might go off the rails because my freaking pad that had, see, yep, just shut the fuck off on me. Just, it was like, just, it might as well have just like mooned me and gave me the middle finger and like not wiped after two. I don't know. Oh my goodness, I gotta start thinking about Dolly Parton right now, because I'm about to go into blackout rage. I hate when my things don't work, don't y'all? Whatever. Okay, I can't think about it. Rainbow sparkle glitter, hot pants, Dolly Parton feelings. Okay, now we're back. Now we're back. But that really does piss me the fuck off. It is. Makes me a little bit nutty. But what I'm talking about is, what was it? Oh, NeNe off of the Housewives. That's where I was before I went on like a minute of just like complete nonsense, because I'm sure I didn't make any sense. Whatever. My iPad died on me, like crashed. And so now it's going to take forever to restart. And so now I'm going off the top of my head, because usually you have my stories up on that. And then it decided to say, fuck you, we ain't going to work. That's what all of that rambling was about. Now I'm still rambling about it. But NeNe done went and quit the Real Housewives of Atlanta, right? Citing the fact that she can't take all the drama. Now, whenever I watch that program, the one that was making the drama back when I used to watch it was the NeNe, more times than not. She was the one who was like causing all the problems. So why, it's like, I love how it's like, and I like her. I liked her more back then, but now it's kind of, I find her a little bit entitled and arrogant now, but she's still funny. That's the problem when you're funny and still, like, I used to find you funny and then now you're entitled and arrogant. I give you a little bit more leeway than I probably should sometimes, but she done went and quit. But so she tries to blame it on everybody else. It's, I can't take all the drama anymore. Bitch, you were the drama, foolish McFoolerson. I don't get that mentality. It's like, whatever. It's again, it's like, how dare you call me an asshole for being an asshole? How dare you let me know I'm being an asshole when I'm being an asshole? Because that is just beyond me, you motherfucking asshole, son of a bitch asshole. You know, I don't freaking get it. But that's how, like, Nene is, like, every time, like, she was, her and Kim were fighting, she would always get in people's face and yell and scream. Like, if she was the loudest one, then she won the fight. That's exactly how she always was. It's like, people finally were like, I can't talk over this giant, loud woman. That's how it goes. But yeah, so Nene done went and quit. Go figure. She's got too big for her britches. I hope everything she does kind of like doesn't do as well, and she has to come crawling back so some of the other ones can give her some shit for having to come crawling back, like Bethany what's her name style on the New York Housewives or some of the other ones. But Nene, like, she would, I would, like, if I was on that, if Nene had to come crawling back after not being on there, and I was that Kim one with the wigs and the craziness, yeah, I would totally be like, can I come back this season? I want to come back this season too, just so I can, like, totally, like, fucking, like, rub it in her face that she had to come back. And she'd be like, the only reason I came back is so I can fucking mess with you. So, and then just, oh, that would be too, that would be, see, I, that would make me watch Housewives again, because I haven't watched that shit in a long time. I only watch the Mob Wives because those bitches are hysterical, and they make me feel better about how much I cuss, because I never thought anybody could cuss more than me, and those ladies cuss me under the table in like three seconds. They use the C word more than anybody I've ever seen. I've never seen a TV show have to bleep out the C word so many times. And the VH1 and their bleeping skills are pretty freaking awesome, because they have gotten so good about only bleeping out the very middle of these words. So you get the k and the t, but you don't get the nt part. So it's like it's just hysterical. So you get the consonant sounds on either end, but just a beep in the middle. It's like, so you know exactly. It's like, why bother beeping? Because you know exactly what it is. You don't even have to read the lips anymore. You can just, like, hear that sound. It's like, you know it. It's like you just took out the vowels. That's just, like, they just take out the vowels. It's weird. It's weird. When I was a kid, that people would have gone nuts. Like, that people can, like, deal with, but, like, homos getting married. Woo-hoo. Woo. That ain't happening. But it is happening. That's the good thing. That is happening. But there's some places where they're saying no. Like Ted Cruz is trying to tell people not to just don't do it. Just under religious liberty. Religious liberty. Oh my God. Go do your religion. Just don't tell me I can't get married at the courthouse, dude. You can do whatever you want in your church. I don't want to get married in your church, but I'll be goddamned if I ain't get married at the courthouse if I want to get married. That's just how that works now. If I want to do it, not saying I want to do it, because I sure as hell don't want to do it. Kind of a little bit still not know if I'm, like, prepared for all of this, because before I'd be like, well, we can't get married. But at least I was like, federally, it's still not legal. That kind of thing. But then, like, people try to point out that, like, what about weed? And I'm like, don't bring weed into it. Just don't. That's just mean. But whatever. That's what I'm talking about. Let's move on to something else, because I'm, like, off the rails. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Oh, speaking of homo stuff. Was I speaking of homo stuff? I can't even remember. But now I am. But I think it's hysterical, because that Jeremy Renner fella, you know, he's the Hawkeye in the Avengers movies, and he's been a bunch of other stuff. And everybody keeps speculating that he's a big old homo, right? Because he has some, like, dude that's, like, his buddy, that, like, his roommate that lives with him, and then, like, married this chick that was an obvious beard and all of this kind of stuff. But he's trying to pretend like he doesn't. He's like, fucking say whatever the hell you want about me, whatever. But it's like, it's almost becoming the he doth protest too much bullshit. It's like, dude, people are like, I don't really care. And I don't think a lot of people care. They're just kind of like saying that, like, dude, if you're gay, you should just come on out and say it. But at the same time, he's not doing anything malicious or mean, and he's not trying to, like, undermine the cause. So it's like, honestly, it's like, if he wants to stay in the closet, let him stay in the closet. Actor, that's hard. That's hard. But, like, whatever. Poor Jeremy Renner. If you are a homo, then hopefully people will leave you alone. But if you ain't a homo, sorry, dude. Sometimes when people think you're a homo, they go nuts. Just ask Tom Cruise. I would say ask John Travolta, but he's a straight-up homo. There's just no way around that. Just no way around that. Tom Cruise, I still think he is a homo, but he ain't never going to admit. He would never, ever admit. Like, I don't know what kind of disaster would have to happen for him to finally be like, yo, dude, okay, fine. I love to suck dick and fuck ass. Like, I just, like, I don't know what it would take. And on that note right there, too, speaking of disasters, I don't know why I keep going to this in my brain every time I go down into the subway to take a ride somewhere, like if I'm going downtown or something, because I think it's because ever since that stupid earthquake movie with The Rock came out, I didn't even see it, but I saw the trailer and all the billboards and stuff, so I started thinking about earthquakes and disasters. And so now every time I'm down on this stupid subway, all I can think of is I look around, I'm like, oh my God, if disaster strikes, these are the fuckers I'm stuck with trying to get back to, like, freaking, like, the surface, right? Like, it's like, I'm looking around the train. It's like, are these, like, that old dude over there? Like, he ain't going to be able to do shit. Like, he's going to be a freaking burden. Like, how are we going to get him up, like, hoist him up shit if we have to, like, climb up things? Like, all those kind of stupid things. I'm like, oh, my God, that dude over there, he's straight up crazy. He's talking to himself, going nuts. I don't even think if he paid for his trip. And can you leave those people behind? I don't think so. I don't think Dolly Parton would tell me I should. No. And then there's, like, those dudes who, like, rap it or, like, rap or do their, like, they're like music and things in the windows, and then they're just like, it's like they don't realize that everybody around them can hear them yelling out all of their stuff. So how is that person gonna fare trying to find their way back to the surface all survival style? And it's always a homo that has to be like the one who like pulls it together and gets people out of freaking predicaments. We're like the wily one. I ain't lying, homos are scrappy, y'all. I'm just saying. So whatever. If Jeremy Renner is a homo, then sorry, dude. People ain't going to leave you alone. And if you ain't a homo, sorry, dude, because people ain't going to leave you alone. Because he who doth protest too much, that's the truth. If you just sort of just smile and nod, it can make a big difference sometimes. See what else is going on. Oh, this story. Oh, my goodness. This happened like a week or so ago. So yeah, about a week ago, I saw this story. I think I meant to talk about it some on the last episode of the Hollywood Hick here on the Crab Diving Network. But I ran out of time. And so I knew it'd take a hot minute. So I didn't want to like get into it when I didn't want to have to rush. That's what I'm trying to say. I didn't want to have to rush through the deliciousness that was this morsel I found over on the Gawker website. I like the Gawker. They talk some shit. I like how they write stuff. It's a little bit snarky. I like writing like that. It's just more fun to me. So some people saying it's not real journalism, but they tell me the facts too. They just say it in a little bit more clever way. So shut the fuck up, right? But the headline is, I love everything about this criminally drunk Pennsylvania wedding. See, at least it wasn't Florida, y'all. Pennsylvania. But apparently what happened was, according to, this came out of the New York Daily News, but it's re-reported here on the Gawker site, right? The wedding night, there was a wedding, an unnamed bride and her groom, 31-year-old Nicholas Papoutsis. Oh, what is it always with people with unpronounceable names doing untoward shit? I can't read them. Nicholas Papoutsis, I think I'm saying that right, were celebrating their love for one another, also alcohol and fighting. And this happened in Pennsylvania's Wantolowny Township last Saturday, I'm wanting to say, when apparently everybody went nuts. But apparently what happened was the wedding night fight at the Blue Falls Grove venue started when a guest noticed that the 14-year-old kid was drunk. The woman scolded the boy's mom for letting the teen guzzle beer at the reception. The mother responded with a punch to the woman's face. So as the two women started to brawl, a third wedding guest tried to break up the fight, but the dueling woman punched him, broke his glasses, and then by the time the cops got there, there were drunken fights everywhere, according to one of the popos that showed up. And we went there with the intent of telling everybody to leave and go home, but that unfortunately didn't happen. Instead, the groom challenged the cops to a duel. Oh my God, this is freaking hysterical. The story only gets better too. But according to the local paper, after being berated and threatened by a crowd of party-hardy drunks, the officers called for backup, right? A shit ton of backup came to this wedding, right? Units from the Fleetwood, Hamburg, Penn Statesburg, and Wyomissing. These are some crazy names. Wyomissing departments responded along with Burn, Spring, Tilden and Muhlenberg police and two Reading police canine units. The Berks County Sheriff's Office also sent a prisoner transport vehicle. They just went ahead and sent the jail bus to this wedding. That's what they did. They just said, and I have been, if there's any homos at that wedding, you're going to put you in your own cage. And they say it's for your own protection, but I don't know if it's me or them they're trying to protect. I didn't quite figure it out. But it's better to tell them you're a homo, because then they're like, then you get to go to homo jail and not rape. Whatever. I don't want to talk about that. But before the backup arrived, apparently, the guest got tasered because he was allegedly forcibly blocking their entry to the banquet hall. The gun had no effect on the man. And then he thereafter grabbed the dick of one of the officers. He grabbed the freaking crotch of one of the officers. And the man, his name was Brian R. Pelker. He's 46 from South Heidelberg Township, refused to get out of the way, yelled at officers, and took on a fighting stance. After warning him to get out of the way, Bear used a stun gun on him to no effect. He tried to use a stun gun again, but Pelker only got more aggressive, so Bear took him down with a baton. Once on the ground, Pelker struggled with officers and grabbed one of them in the crotch before he was subdued. He went for the 5-on-2. He was going to freaking grab them nuts and squeeze. 5-on-2. Apparently that time, the officers noticed a bride had collapsed on the floor. She was later hospitalized with alcohol poisoning, and the 14-year-old kid had alcohol poisoning. That kid had a blood alcohol content of 0.16. That's twice the limit. And six people, including the groom, were arrested, and 4 officers were hospitalized. All of that at the wedding of one Nicholas Papoutsis and his unnamed bride. But the people that got freaking arrested look pissed. They got their mug shots on here, like 2 ladies and 5 fellas, and they all look pissed and drunk. One of them just looks cootie brown drunk. One of the ladies looks straight up, she's been crying a lot. The other one is fucking drunk mad. One dude is just drunk stupid. One dude is like drunk indignant, just fucking indignant, like, how dare you arrest me? He must be the groom, because he had his eyebrows did. You can tell his eyebrows have been straight up did. He looks freaking pissed, like you ruined everything. One just looks like a thug. And the other dude, he's got one of those, because he ain't got no discernible jawline, so he grows a little beard along the edge to try to make it look like he's got one, whatever. And then one looks like one of them's dad, just pissed the fuck off, like Glenn Campbell mugshot angry. Nick Nolte, freaking Rip Torn mugshot angry. Hoo-wee. But wouldn't that have been a fun wedding to be at? I bet that wedding was a hoot. I would have been on the side laughing and a giggling and taking pictures and like doing Lord knows what not. That's freaking hysterical. So there you go. Not everything crazy happens in Florida. Sometimes in some lands, things happen outside of Florida. But just in case you were wondering, there is something that went down in the land of Florida that you should all know about, because it's nuts, right? It is straight up nuts. So there's a dude, and this shit happens. I'm going to tell you this shit happens, and I'll tell you how I know here in a second once I tell you this thing. But the headline here, now this one is a Florida story. It's Florida. It's going to make you feel better about yourself. Here, I'm just going to leave you here on the Hollywood Hick feeling better about yourself, because you ain't these people getting married and getting everybody arrested at your wedding out in Pennsylvania. That ain't you. So you can just point your finger and kind of giggle and like sit there and feel a little bit superior for a hot minute. And you ain't this dude who is, who the headline says, man kills imaginary friend, turns self in, takes world's saddest mugshot. And he did. His mugshot is sad. Like he is sad. But, what happened was, apparently, there's this dude named Jeff Gaylord, right? And this is a story, thank you, also courtesy of my good friend Lisa. She sent me this and was like, she posted it on the Facebook. She was like, here you go. Here's a good story for you. And she was right. So this story is in honor of my good friend Lisa. She's fucking crazy. She's one of the biggest fans of the Hollywood Hick. Hey, girl, whatever. But here we go. So Jeff Gaylord walked into a Jacksonville sheriff's office and confessed to his crime. He had repeatedly stabbed his friend Mr. Happy with a kitchen knife, cut up Mr. Happy with a hatchet, and buried him in his backyard. Now, this happened in Florida, so it's like whatever. So that's what he said. But the Gaylord said that him and Mr. Happy were friends for 7 years, but according to Gaylord, he killed him for a few reasons. Now, this is why Jeff Gaylord killed his imaginary friend Mr. Happy, because this is what he says. He says, Mr. Happy, he left his empty vodka bottles all over the kitchen, never picked up his empty cocaine baggies. He messed up my apartment to the point where I just couldn't clean it. Before Hap started doing drugs and acting weird, he was my BFF. We go dancing, play on the children's park equipment. Both huge fans of doom metal. Listen to it for hours with the lights turned off. Him and Mr. Happy, right? But when Mr. Happy crashed Gaylord's car and Gaylord got arrested instead, Gaylord had had enough. Yeah, this is what he said. He said, that drunk driving incident I got unfairly blamed for and just how messy he had become put me over the edge and I murdered him. So eventually this dude was taken into custody because he threatened police for not giving him the death penalty. And the police found drug paraphernalia and a machine gun. This is the part that scares me to death. They found a machine gun up in this crazy dude's house. That's right. This level of crazy, Mr. Jeff Gaylord, who had an imaginary friend that he deemed was all of his problems, because I guarantee you somebody named Jeff Gaylord drank all that vodka, somebody named Jeff Gaylord snorted up all that cocaine and left all them baggies laying around, and that same Jeff Gaylord fucked your apartment up beyond belief, and you started pointing the finger at your imaginary friend, and I guarantee you that's when you and your friend Mr. Happy started doing the drugs. That's when everything went awry. I will admit that for you, Mr. Gaylord. I will give you that. But yeah, I love that. But see, now I do know people will fucking go off on their imaginary friends, because I will tell you this. I saw this with my own two eyeballs one time, because I used to work at this restaurant one time, and there was a VA hospital nearby, so we would sometimes get like guys from the VA hospital would come over, and this one dude would come over sometimes, and he had an imaginary friend, and he would always sit at the bar, right? And he would always not let anybody sit, but he'd order a beer for his imaginary friend and sit there. They'd be at the bar and nobody could sit there, and he would talk to his imaginary friend. And one day I was working the bar, and all of a sudden I'm like right there walking his way, and he just grabs his beer and breaks it over the side of the bar. Crash! Breaks that bottle over the side of the bar, starts screaming and yelling at his imaginary friend, trying to cut his imaginary friend with that bottle. It was hysterical. I know I shouldn't be making fun of the mentally ill, and that's obviously what this other dude is too, but I can't help myself, y'all. I'm not a good person sometimes. I try to be, but this shit is funny. Like, when I see that, I'm like, my first instinct is to laugh, even though there is some pity in there. I'm like, oh my God, this poor guy, he like honestly is like so mad at his imaginary friend, he breaks his bottle, but I can't not laugh. I got put again, like more than once, you don't know how many times I had to put myself into the walk-in refrigerator at the restaurants I worked at, because that was the only place I could laugh really hard and not everybody would hear me bust a gut, because I had seen something that just put me over the edge. And that was one of the things that put me over the edge. That and the time that, I can tell restaurant stories. We got a couple of minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick program. Oh, whatever. No, I was telling the story of that one dude, right? We got to finish his story. But I guess I did finish his story. Whatever. I was telling you. Well, whatever. The dude got thrown out, obviously, because he broke the bottle over the bar at the restaurant where the imaginary friend tried to cut his imaginary friend. Well, no, where the VA, whatever. I was starting to feel guilty because I was making fun of people with a little bit of probably like not quite there, like couple short of a six-packness. But yeah, this cracked me up. This is funny. But his mugshot is sad as fuck. Like, poor guy. He's like imaginary friend that ruined everything for him, because he was not about to take. He is just a freaking poster child for people who do not take responsibility for the shit that they have created. Like, people, like, there's so many people today who just do not want any accountability. If you work in Hollywood, you'll see it. People are like, nobody will make a decision because nobody wants accountability. That's what the nuttiness of it is. So what the fuck? Okay, whatever. I was going to tell you this one other restaurant story, too. Might as well. Got a couple of minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick, and this, it just came into my head, and it makes me laugh. But picture this. I was working at this restaurant when I first moved out here. Again, in the bar area. I should, like, see this shit in the bar area. But a woman came in, sitting there in giant blonde hair. That is the early 90s, so she had really big blonde hair and this big, fluffy, white, furry kind of coat on. I'm hoping it was faux fur, right? Big, giant coat on. And sat at the bar, ordered some bar food, whatever. They ordered some French fries, whatever. Wanted some ketchup. And now, occasionally, ketchup bottles, unbeknownst to me and before this time, occasionally would like sort of ferment up in there and cause like a little vacuum situation. I didn't know. So I was a little busy, went over, grabbed a bottle of ketchup, sat it on the table to the woman, turned around to do what I was doing. All of a sudden, when I took about three steps, all I heard was soup, pop, and then this pop went off, right? I turned around. That ketchup, when she went to explode, it had exploded all over this woman. She was red, looked like she'd been shot with a shotgun. It was hysterical. Thank whatever. But a manager happened to be walking by. I was like, dude, you got to deal with that. And that is when I discovered the walk-in refrigerator was the best place to laugh, because that dude was like, get to the refrigerator, because he knew, because he had worked with me. He was like, this dude, you're about to fucking lose it. And it was fucking hysterical, y'all. It was fucking hysterical. But that is what happened at the freaking first restaurant I worked at out here in California. And yeah, that's what happened. But that about does it, I think, here on the Hollywood Hick. I was going to tell you this. Well, I'm just going to tell you real quick because it's funny, but I saw it. People are trying to Kickstarter this thing where it's like this detector for if you pee in somebody's pool. So be careful, y'all, because soon there really is going to be like something that tells people if you pee in their pool. The days of peeing in a pool are willy-nilly over. Over, y'all. Completely over. That's what I'm leaving y'all with. That's the thought I'm leaving y'all with. Be careful, because we're not going to be able to pee in pools that much longer without getting called out. All right, that does it for me, y'all. This here's been the Hollywood Hick. You're listening to the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Find me on the Twitters, at the H-Wood Hick. Also, find me on Facebook, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And listen to all the fine programming here on the Crab Diving Network, y'all. Stay out of trouble. And that'll about do it. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam, do, mother truckers. Bye-bye. Boo-lam, 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 boo. Toot-lam, toot-lam, toot-lam.